Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about this idea of the integrated life. Recently, I ran across an article that talked all about integrity. When you think about the word integrity, it's this idea that our life fits together, that our life is in sync. Integrity demands that every area of our life is treated the same way with the same intensity, that we have the same commitment to excellence in our marriage as we do in our career. We have the same commitment to excellence in the way that we serve other people as we do in parenting. So the goal in our lives is that the more we become like Jesus, the more integrated, the more in sync our life becomes. And so I found this list super helpful. So let me rattle off some ways that we can live an integrated life. And the first one is this, simply by keeping our promises. People of integrity are people of their word. If they say they'll do it, they do it. If they say they'll be there, they show up. The Bible says it this way in Proverbs 25, verse 14. It says, people who promise things that they never give are like clouds and wind that bring no rain. So let's keep our promises. A second one is to take care of our financial obligations. You may not think that bills are a big deal to God, but they really are. Do you spend more money than you make? That's a lack of an integrated life. Do you get yourself in debt for things that you can't pay off? Well, that's a lack of integrity. Psalm 37, verse 21 says, the wicked borrow and they never pay back. So this is part of an integrated life, to keep our financial commitments. Number three is to shut down gossip in our life. God is looking for men and women who live an in-sync life, who know how to keep a secret and not pass it around on social media. They don't talk about it behind people's back. They don't even listen to the junk that pops up, because here's what Proverbs 11, verse 13 says. Gossip can't be trusted with a secret, but someone of integrity won't violate a confidence. Here's another one. When you think about an integrated life, somebody that lives an integrated life lives life with an open hand. The idea is that wherever you put your money first is what's actually important to you. Malachi 3, verses 8 and 10 says, is it right for a person to cheat God? Of course not. Yet you are cheating me, how, you ask? In the matter of your tithes and offering. Bring the full amount of your tithes to the temple, put me to the test, and you will see that I will open the windows of heaven, and I will pour out on you in abundance all kinds of good things. Here's another tip for living an integrated life. Show up at work every single day. What I mean by showing up is to give your best to serve at work with excellence. The Bible says in Colossians 3:23, work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. See, if you're a believer, if you know Christ personally, your real boss is not some human boss, it's God himself. And whether or not anybody else sees your work, God does, so we're to do our best and show up. Here's the last one for today. Be transparent with other people. A person that lives an integrated life that's in sync doesn't act one way in church and another way at work. They don't live one way when they're around believers and another way when they're out on the weekend. See, here's what 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2 says. We refuse to wear masks and play games. We don't maneuver and manipulate behind the scenes. And we don't twist God's word to suit ourselves. Rather, we keep everything we do and everything we say out in the open. So today, I want to encourage you that as you launch into this Thursday, that you'd pay attention to the integrated life. One way that we can do this, as Kerry Newhoff, an author and pastor, says, that we can work twice as hard on our character as we do our competency. And I think that's true when it comes to integrity and the integrated life as well. Let's be people that say we want to live a life in sync and live exactly how God has called us to live. Well, I hope you have a great day, and I hope you'll go ahead and plan to join us this Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church. Pastor Chuck is continuing week two of this brand new teaching series that is so powerful. This is a reminder that the number one job description that you have, the number one thing that you are, is you are a priest. So we hope to see you this Sunday at 9:30 or 11. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.